Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, we start with Chelsea, who are playing the Champions League tonight against Lille. That, of course, is live on TalkSport. Now, in the build-up to the match, attention has turned to Romelu Lukaku, who only touched the ball 7 times against Crystal Palace. Yeah, just 7 times. Not 6, not 5, not 8, 7. Here's the Blues boss, Thomas Tuchel, defending the club's record signing, who touched the ball just 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times. Yeah.
7.
7. Accounting 7.
Now we have to deal with it. I mean, there are datas out there and the datas speak a certain language, so he was not involved in our game. It's sometimes like this with strikers. If they struggle a bit in self-confidence, if they struggle a little bit to find the space and to get involved against a good defensive side, it can be like this. And this is of course not what we want, and of course not what Romelu wants. But it's also not like it's not the time to laugh about him and make jokes about him. He is in the spotlight, of course, and we will protect him because he's our player.
I almost touched the ball more than he did, and I was in Chiswick. Thank you.
If he's not getting the service from the players in the Chelsea side, you've got to be more demanding of them. I mean, Michael Owen would come after you if you weren't getting him the ball. You know, you'd know. And also, is Tuchel doing enough in training in terms of the tactical setup and the way they build attacks and their little movements to get him involved more? I do think there probably needs to be a little bit more work, it looks like anyway, on getting the best out of him and how you do that. But I don't believe for 1 second they've not been doing any.
I think as far as Lukaku is concerned, there's a number of problems. One, clearly, the service into him is not the standard that he needs. If you remember the Arsenal game at their place, when balls were getting rolled into his feet and the midfielders are going to support him, none of that happens. Mm. He is totally, not even isolated, just completely ignored.
So from one striker who's out of form to one who blew the title race wide open at the weekend. What, Shane Long? No, not Shane Long, of course not. Harry Kane. Here's the former Spurs boss, Harry Redknapp, leaning out of a window of a Range Rover, who reckons Kane is one of the best centre-forwards of his type in the world.
I think people get carried away early in the season. Harry Kane, oh, he's lost it. He did start to come a little bit deep at times, but that's because he wants to be involved in a game. He's not going to stand up the pitch and have 7 touches of the ball, is he? And that's how he plays. He wants to win, he wants to play, he wants to be part of what's going on. But he's just a top player, top professional. For me, he's the best centre-forward of his type, number 9 in the world. I wouldn't swap him for anybody.
Harry Kane, who was going to be in Pep Guardiola's team, has just absolutely pierced the atmosphere at the Etihad.
I don't buy the narrative that Kane wanted to turn around and show people something because it was against a side that once upon a time wanted to buy him. The game was there, it unfolded in front of him, the opportunities came his way and he took them. There's an argument of saying he should have been taking opportunities early on in the season. The fact that he scored the 3rd goal, the fact that he wanted to win that ball the way he wanted to win that ball, I think that was just the length and breadth of the game. The atmosphere was what it was, the teams were playing the way they were, and of course the headline writers will superimpose a view that Kane, it's ironic, the player they wanted to sign came back and haunted them. Haunted them for what? They're smashing the league.
Now, the mighty Manchester United spanked, hammered, smashed, humiliated Leeds United at the weekend to maintain their push for Champions League and possible the title. No, not title. However, Danny Murphy, the former Liverpool player, Liverpool, you say? Yeah. Anyway, he said the celebrations at the end were a bit cringeworthy. Yeah, of course they were, yeah.
Thoroughly entertaining day, electric atmosphere as ever, but it's Manchester United that come out on top. It finished here, Leeds 2, Manchester United 4.
The thing I can say about United is that this is how far they've come, and it's a shame because they are a brilliant club, but they were celebrating that win at Leeds to cement that top, the fourth position for the time being, like they'd won the title. Yeah. And it was watching it going, okay, passion, emotion, I get it, but this is Man United. Okay, they're now in fourth. Well done, boys. You've won at Leeds. You've conceded the second most goals in the Premier League.
That was the best possible answer the team could give. It was perfect with regard to maturity, unity, and the best reply that they could give to some articles last week. There was some disruption in the locker room. A game like this one today, you can only win as a team and with the mentality of the team. And this is what was, apart from the 3 points, the most important thing, I think, for me.
There's no proof in the pudding that he's done it at a big club before, first and foremost. Doesn't mean you can't succeed. But in the games I've seen, and I do a lot of them, they are nowhere near beaten, but no disrespect. But if you watch the Brighton game, first half, Brighton the better team. Why did United get booed off at half-time?
Now, over the weekend, footage emerged on social media of a confrontation at the Manchester Arena between members of the public and a group including the England midfielder Phil Foden. Former Crystal Palace chairman Simon Jordan thinks that trouble can follow high-profile footballers.
At 21, 22 years of age, it's probably unfair to suggest that you can superimpose an older, wiser man, whether it's you, me or Danny, that's been around the block, knows what it looks like and can most of the time get himself out of a situation or be not prepared to be put in it in the first place because he knows where he should and shouldn't go, on a younger man. But by the same token, they are aware. They know that they're icons in certain people's minds. They know that their brand endorsability is what sells them. They know that they are revered and regarded in such a way. So why are you surprised when you go out and you get every now and again someone that doesn't understand the boundaries or someone that wants to push it?
My first year being in Liverpool, I learned the hard way. I got myself into some very difficult situations which could have ended in bad repercussions for me. I ended up moving out of the area. I ended up going to different places and I ended up generally, when I went out anywhere, taking some security. I mean, I remember when me, Stevie, Cara sometimes, when we started going out and we'd become a bit more famous, we'd take a couple of guys with us. And even when I went on holiday, my own mates in the summers, I used to take my uncle with me, who was a very experienced doorman, didn't drink, keep an eye on things. It's common sense.
Now, on Drive, they asked the question, is Arsenal's Bukayo Saka all that? Well, obviously he is. And Darren Ambrose thinks he's good enough to start for England on current form. And here's Adrian Durham, who believes he should join Liverpool if the Gunners fail to make top four. What, Durham playing for Liverpool? He'd never get in ahead. Oh, I see. Yeah, he's referring to Saka, not himself. Who knows? Let's find out, shall we?
If Arsenal don't make top four this season, his talents belong on the Champions League stage. He is made for Liverpool. I think he's a perfect Liverpool player with the energy he's got, his attitude, everything. I'd love to see him play under Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool in that system.
Partey finding Saka. He can break into the penalty area. Oh, what a finish from Bukayo Saka. He lashed it in from the edge of the penalty area.
You're talking of Gareth Southgate picks people on their current form. 5 goals in his last 6 Premier League appearances. I think you put him on the right-hand side and you let him do his stuff. He likes the players to cut in. Don't he normally put Sterling on the left? He likes Foden, though, and that's the issue. And Foden is magnificent.
Raheem Sterling, you know, just never lets England down. He's so consistently good for England. Phil Foden is brilliant, as you say. Mason Mount's always going to play if fit.
Yeah.
And I totally get that as well. Harry Kane's always going to play if fit. So you're struggling for slots. But Bukayo Saka, I'm more than comfortable with him being in the England 11 every single time.
Now, Mohamed Salah scored his 150th goal for Liverpool against Norwich City. Well, that's wrong for a start. I mean, I know Norwich took the lead, but it wasn't 151. That's I see. In his total for Liverpool, yeah. Meaning the legendary Roger Hunt is the only man to do so in fewer appearances. Former Reds midfielder Danny Murphy says Salah will go down as the best ever.
Kenny's different because of what he did as a player, what he did as a manager and what he's done for the city. It's a very different love for Kenny. It's just a playing thing. I don't think anyone will overtake Kenny. He will be remembered as one of the greats. And that for that football club, that is saying something. He'll go down as one of the greatest for Liverpool.
Another counter-attack from Liverpool. Another goal for Mo Salah.
Breaks that many records and he consistently scores such wonderful goals and does so much good that you just kind of expect it. It's the biggest compliment I can give to him. He's still not appreciated enough. He will be when he goes. To do what he's done, the thing is the goals he's scoring, the records he's breaking, none of them are from a centre-forward position. from playing as a winger. Yes, in a 4-3-3, if you like, so you've got a bit more protection behind, but he's still playing on the wing.
On now to boxing. Here's the former cruiserweight champion, Johnny Nelson, looking back at Kell Brook's win over Amir Khan and why they should both retire from the sport. Unless, of course, Kell Brook gets offered billions to fight Chris Eubank Jr. Then, of course, he can have one more fight. Otherwise, he should just retire.
And Kell Brook has won this battle of bad blood. The longest running feud in British boxing has been settled. And it is Kell Brook who is hoisted onto the shoulders of his trainer.
When that's gone in your heart as a fighter, it's gone. And when I saw Amir Khan walk to the corner at the end of the fifth round, I thought, he wants out. And when a fighter's there's nothing you or I can say to put it back in there.
What do you think Kell should do now? Should he continue to fight? Do you think he's got another fight in him? Do you think it's Connor?
I personally, and I'm quite sure not really listening to me, I think he should quit. If I was Kell, I'd say, you know what? Walk away on top. It's the greatest feeling. It's hard because they dangled some juicy millionaire carrots in front of you. But it's the greatest feeling to say, you know what, I quit on top. Lennox Lewis did it, I did it. Fighters, you are surprised that I quit on top. And even though it's tempting, you can sleep at night.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, over to the veteran football manager Neil Warnock telling the story of how he almost signed Didier Drogba for Sheffield United, but didn't. So it's a story about something that didn't happen. I've got a story about me when I nearly signed also for Sheffield United, but I didn't. And Manchester United, but I didn't. Anyway, you get the idea.
I had a French lad play for me, Laurent Dejaffo, and he said to me, he rang me at once, "Gaffer, I've seen a player for you in the second division in France, and very good, 100,000. I said, 100,000? He said, yeah. I said, well, it's a lot for a second division French player, Laurent. I said, what's his name? He said, Drogba. And I said, we can't pay 100,000 for a second division French player. And you all know what happened to him in the end, Drogba. So that's my biggest. I don't think I could have had a much bigger loss than that one.
Drogba steps up, right-footed, and wins the European Cup for Chelsea. Absolutely extraordinary.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. today, alongside the fun boy, Jason Cundy, would you believe? And straight after us at 7 p.m, it's Chelsea against Lille. Come on, Lille, in the Champions League, round of 16, first leg. It's live on TalkSport, don't you know? Presented by Adrian Durham, who, of course, could be playing for Liverpool. Oh, no, that was, of course, Saka. My mistake. Anyway, there will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.